תפילת החברים.
The prayer of the friends. Beloved Creator, we thank you for your benevolence, for your help, and for the opportunity you give us every day. And although sometimes we feel that you are hiding, we trust you, and we are certain that your presence is always with us. Thank you for the privilege you give us to speak with you and to spread your light, and for allowing us to always remember the importance of the goal and of the friends. Creator, may this preparation that you are allowing us to do be for your benefit and for the benefit of the friends, the whole world, and all of humanity.
Through the same sites.
Yes, we're continuing on the same topic. He who comes to purify is aided. And most importantly is that we have to purify the heart. The heart means our intentions. Our desire doesn't change. It remains a will to receive. And only the intention in order to receive or in order to bestow, this is actually what we're concerned with. That all of our intentions, we have to correct them to be in order to bestow. This is all that is required of us, but indeed it is everything. And if we will enter into it, to the depth of it, we will see how much this will actually bring us through the five worlds to the human peak where only the Creator is. And only by that, by being concerned about the intention, in order to bestow upon all of our desires to receive specifically, we gradually reach His assistance and adhesion with Him, and this is how we reach the end of our correction. So let's read. Let's ask questions. Let's try to answer as much as possible. Most importantly, to be in that. Not even to scrutinize these things, because it will become clear throughout our path. But let's want to engage in it, to be in it. And by that, let's hope that it will correct us, it will purify us. Please.
Excerpt number 9. He who comes to purify is aided. The main purpose of he who comes to purify is in the action. He is aided refers to the thought. For only on the action can one overcome, but not on the intention. This is the meaning of, I will bless you in all that you do. Since only on action can there be a commandment, while the intention is not within man's hands. It is only in the hand of the Creator to give man the real intention. This is why it is considered that he is aided, meaning that the choice that was given to man was said only about the action, but not about the intention. This is the meaning of we will do and we will hear. When one observes the action, the Creator gives the intention, regarded as we will hear. This is the meaning of a prayer without an intention, being like a body without a soul.
This means it's dead. The prayer and also the action without an intention, it's all considered, it's measured, it's depicted only according to the intention, according to the direction of the intention, the precision of the intention, and the intensity of the intention, and therefore only to focus our attitude to the intention is what we need to do. That is, to find the end, the tip of my intention, that's what I need to do, and later on to see the field of my intention, in which directions, and what depictions precisely, let's say, and then only to care about how much, when I establish my intention, how much I am entirely inside of the intention, and that way to strengthen myself more and more. This is called one who comes to purify is aided. If I work in that, in the disposition to be precise about the intention, then I get assistance. The assistance can be through disturbances or through help in all kinds of different directions, from different directions and in different forms, but it is all in order to advance me. If I care about the intention, then I get a purposeful treatment towards correction.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот интересно, так сказали сейчас этапы работы с намерением, там первое.
You said something really interesting right now.
Намерение надо потом прийти.
That the foundation of the steps in working with the intention, you have one. What are you talking about? The edge, the tip of the intention.
Акавана нахуна и
the right intention. Is through the friends to reach bestowing upon the Creator. This is what I would like to emerge out of all of my efforts, but the efforts can be of various kinds, it doesn't matter. The most important is what do I want as a result? I want as a result of my actions that through the friends, my intention will bring me to the Creator in order to give Him contentment. And to the extent that I cause Him pleasure, then like the guest and the host, let's say, then to that extent, I connect with Him and I begin to be together with Him as partners. And all of my friends through whom I connect to the Creator in this way, they are like a system, a tent, in which I feel how much I'm connected with the Creator.
Again, Как я связываюсь с Творцом через товарищей?
How do I connect to the Creator through the friends?
It's the same intention. It's the same intention that I want. Well, first of all, the end of the action is in the initial thought. That is, I eventually want to bestow to the Creator. I want to reach equivalence of form with Him. Out of the fact that Kabbalists tell me that the Creator is always thinking to my benefit, I need to think in something to His benefit. How can I do good to Him? In that I think about Him, and I try to get closer to Him, and to cause Him contentment out of my efforts, out of my actions. So which ones should they be? Bestow. So if I try to perform acts of bestowal towards the Creator, then I ask, how can I do it? As it says, if you're righteous, what can you give Him? What can you do to the Creator? There is nothing to do, but only towards the created beings. Because the created beings are those who connect me, link me with the Creator. If I want to bestow to the Creator, I have to bestow to the created beings. And only in such a way we can bestow to the Creator. It turns out that all of my work is with the intention towards the Creator and in action towards the created beings. And more, if a person gets into that, he sees that all in all, this is what he has before him through all of the created beings to bestow to the Creator. And then from the Creator, through all of the created beings, to receive some response.
Merci, Rav. Buenos días, amigos. Creo que acabo de responder a mi pregunta. ¿Qué es una acción?
My question is, what is an action?
Pula ze tamit.
Connection, it's always towards greater connection. It's the correction of the shattering of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, which the Creator had prepared for us, so that we will engage in that, and through that we will be able to reach resembling Him. This is the action. This action is called connection. Sometimes it is called love on the higher degrees of connection.
Turki Van.
Tenkuro, my friend is asking, if the Creator gives the intention, how can I control my intention?
We cannot control our intention. The intention controls us. The intention in order to receive, the intention for my own benefit, the intention against the others. This is the intention that we have following the shattering of the vessel of Adam HaRishon. But we want to correct the intention. We have nothing more to do. And therefore, bit, by connecting and supporting each other and giving an example to each other and asking of the Creator to correct it. The intention is corrected by the Creator. We're not capable of that. This is truly is a very internal action of ours that we, on our own, are not capable of doing, but only to ask that it will be corrected. As much as we advance, onward, we discover more and more that we are in the intention to receive.
But
as much as we try to perform an action, somehow to be together, then out of our prayer,
בקשה שלנו.
Out of our request, the upper light, the creator, corrects the intention. We on our own cannot reach the intention to change it, update it, correct it. It's only the upper force, the creator, who does it. The intention is so much in the internality of our nature that we are not capable of changing it.
Está ligado el escucharemos con la intención.
Why does it sound like when we say I will do and I will hear? Why is it nishma, I will hear, connected to the intention?
What can it be connected to? Also, the deed is actually related to the intention. We shall do and we shall hear. Both of them pertain to the intention. We have nothing else to do in our whole world. We think that an action that's with the hands, with the hands we don't do anything. We use the upper force, the creator, the upper light, you can call it, and then this upper light, it operates, and the usage of it, it's possible according to the intention. If the intention is in order to bestow, then I can use the upper light.
Morgen, verehrter Raff, liebes Weltkli. Die Freunde haben zwei Fragen vorbereitet. Die erste ist,
good morning, dear Raff and World Kli. The friends prepared two questions. The first question, what is the state where we receive the true intention from the Creator?
שאנחנו מכניעים את עצמנו.
When we subjugate ourselves, and we are willing for everything, whatever we get from the Creator, so long as what we will get from Him, this is how we will advance towards the purpose of creation, in order to adapt ourselves to Him, to give Him contentment. If we prepare ourselves that way, then whatever we get from the Creator causes us progress.
Was bedeutet es, wenn man die Handlung beobachtet?
The second question. What does it mean that a person is concerned about this action that the Creator is caring for the intention from what we will do and we will hear?
The doing on our part is raising man, a request, a prayer,
that
we connect between us and we raise whatever connection we're able to do, that common force, form, more correctly, that prayer, the common deficiency, when we raise that to the Creator, this is our work. And there is nothing more to do. Well, there may be a lot of actions that we have to perform in order to reach this, the true deficiency, and to raise it to the Creator. But eventually, from us, only one thing is required. Scrutinize what you're missing in order to advance towards vision with Creator, and gradually start to ask about it. To ask, meaning to request. This is actually our work. Tbilisi.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот
Please tell us. Nullification and intention. How do I connect these two actions together? To cancel myself before the friend and intention.
As much as I annul myself before the friends, I can feel more what are their intentions, yearnings, desires, and then I can adhere to that more and together with them to raise our common man, the Creator. As much as our man, our deficiency will be common, connected, inclusive, that way it will be more powerful. And it will force, obligate the Creator to help us. This is called my... Intention without an action is an empty, a vacuous intention, meaning that everything always has to end with an action. How do I know that he loves me? Because he brings me a gift. It's out of the action. I don't know what is happening to him inside and if he can correctly or not correctly. I know that according to his actions towards me, I can think, I can somehow depict what he has inside towards me. And this is how we do it in our life, right? That's it. Look at the babies, little children. Even older children, as much as the parents relate to them in a nice way, they think that this is love. And if the parents treat them in a way that is not so good, with a demand, with a pressure, then they don't think that the parents are good. Look at the action, the externality. Spirituality is both. If it pertains to man's actions, then certainly we look at the action also, attention. Whereas with the Creator, on his side, there is no action or intention that doesn't come out of love towards us. And therefore, as it says, there is a righteous who feels bad or a wicked who feels good. And this uses us greatly, but we should always see that whatever happens, whatever comes to us, it comes to us from the Creator. Maybe it's through many people, but nevertheless, it is to our benefit.
We are in passage number 10. The light does not shine to the lower ones before they have the kelim that are fit to receive, meaning that the kelim have the correction of the aim to bestow, which is called purity. Since through the Torah they will receive purification, as our sages said, I have created the evil inclination. I have created the Torah as a spice. It follows that the kelim can be purified by the Torah, since the light in it reforms him. Hence, if they have pure kelim, they will certainly be rewarded with the light. and the light is called Kedusha. There is no shortage of lights, only Kelim are missing. Thus, purity is called a Kli, meaning the correction of receiving in order to bestow.
This means that we need to be concerned that our intention will always be to bestow, in order to bestow, and then in such a way, if we use our desire, then this desire will be in the right direction, meaning according to the vessels of Kedusha, sanctity, spiritual vessels. There are no questions, right?
Yes, yofi.
Haifa 2. This means that what we need is to always be concerned about the intention to bestow. Is the action that I'm now performing, I don't care about the action itself, but rather I care about the bestowal, the intention out of my action. There was something besides PT 35 before?
Hatu, you gave them the right.
Ah, so Haifa 2, do you want to ask?
Yes, sir. Thanks. Good morning. I always find the will to receive within my intention. I don't understand how I reach in order to bestow 100%.
It's not too bad. Continue. Just continue always to constantly to check yourself how much, even though you want to bestow, you discover inside that the will to receive is sitting there, and it is actually what is awakening you and directing you towards an action. So what? So this is how you are for the time being, but already you will have more discernments that you are in order to receive. And then bit by bit, it will accumulate to a state where you won't be able to tolerate your in order to receive. And then you will truly have great complaints and raising such man that the Creator will take care of you, will change these things in you to be in order to bestow. We just have to realize that all in all, what we feel each and every moment, we are getting it from the Creator. And it is in order to correct each time our appeal to Him. So every time we are undergoing corrections more and more and more until we have such a dialogue, I to my beloved and my beloved to me, such a mutual dialogue with the Creator. Non-stop. About all the actions, all the deeds, everything that I do, I am constantly in a connection with the Creator. And these can be actions that are completely unrelated, seemingly, to the connection between us. It doesn't matter. You have nothing to be ashamed of. And no reason to be afraid of the Creator. It's like the baby who is in the hands of the mother. He's not afraid, not ashamed, not hiding himself. A baby, truly. This is how we need to be towards the Creator. The most important is to open oneself up completely and ask of Him for purification, being the intention to bestow. And then it doesn't matter which actions we will perform. It doesn't matter in which order I will perform them. The intention to bestow takes care of everything.
Good morning, Rav. We have a friend who's asking a question. It's how to feel that my heart has become pure. How to feel that my heart has become pure.
Ata targishetze.
You will feel it, because already in some part of your desires that are altogether called the heart, you will feel that you understand the Creator, you're adapting yourself to the Creator, that you are with Him, that you are inside of Him and He is inside of you. You will succeed in that. Merkaz 1.
Shalom lekulam.
Hi, everybody. A question from a friend. What is an intention composed of?
The intention is composed of an intention. That is out of the goal, the purpose. Whom am I intending for? What am I aiming? And with how many forces, how many stages I want to actualize my intention? There are many things there. We will learn it. Actually, the entire spiritual structure, the worlds, the Parsufim, this whole structure, it's all about the intention. Inside, there are Sfirot and Parsufim and Olamot, worlds, and it's all inside of the intention. When we speak about the spiritual action, it's the intention. When we speak about the coarseness, a screen, reflected light, that we want to ascribe it to the Creator, it's the intention. When we speak of the soul, that it is a will to receive, which is already equipped with the power of in order to bestow, and it receives in order to bestow, and this is how it reaches a certain degree. It's the intention. It's all the intention. It's all the intention. We need as much as possible to be more inside of the intentions.
Rav, let's say that I want to give a gift to a friend, and before that, I aim myself in order to bring contentment to the Creator. But the friend doesn't want to receive a gift. What's the action itself?
You already did your part. Don't pressure the friend and also the Creator. So in that, you should end it. So you have an action or no action, but the most important thing is the intention. That's it. It's not too bad. I don't know how, for the time being, the discernments can be with the friend. Maybe he's embarrassed because you don't yet have a mutually open heart. Maybe it could be all kinds of things, so don't pressure him. Maybe you're inviting in him through your gifts from the bottom of your heart. You're actually inviting in him a pain in his heart. It's not worthwhile. Don't pressure him. You gave it to him, or you wanted to give it to him, and in that you made an expression of your love towards him, or at least coming closer. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's okay. Try to do it as smoothly as possible, as though nothing happened. That's it. Don't play with that anymore.
Volga.
Рав, когда я обнаруживаю вот эту пропасть между моими намерениями и...
Whenever I reveal this purity, what is it? It's between my intention and my intention to the Creator. I already revealed this purity. I see that maybe I revealed it, and then I just kind of leave it alone, and I calm down from it, and I'll never be like the Creator. So how can we... cut ourselves from this place where it's not me making this action, it's the Creator doing it.
Well, first of all, you should think about this all the time. You have to think about this all the time and try to be aimed towards that point, that whatever you're doing, it's in order to evoke the right response from the Creator. It's not that you did it, and that's it. And now you're free, you're exempt. No. You can feel yourself as free, as exempt of whatever you wanted to do, only on the condition that you reached the end of what you can do.
When we want to reach the intention of bestowal, somehow our mind or logic are preventing it. How can we overcome this situation?
It's best to do it in the group. It's the easiest. And besides that, by working with these excerpts, that you open them up again and again, a few times a day, in all kinds of different states that you're in, different states, and you want to see in them different things each time out of your internal state that changes from time to time. And this is how you learn. This is why it is written that there is a difference between one who learns 100 times and one who learns 101 times the same materials. Why? Does it all depend on this superficial studying? No, it's because we always change in our desire. And out of that, we advance. We connect. We create a connection between the desire and the internality of the excerpts, and this is how.
Passage 11. One who walks in the path of the Creator and not in the path of the world is rewarded with being favored by the Creator. This is specifically one who needs the help of the Creator. As it's written, he who comes to purify is aided. The Zohar interprets with what? With a soul, where the Creator gives him a holy soul. And with that force, he can purify himself. This is the meaning of rewarded more, he is given ruach. Meaning, each time he wants to be more cleansed, purer, and the assisting force of the nefesh is not enough for the purity he thinks he needs before he received the soul of Kedusha. But after he receives the soul of Kedusha, he feels that there is more place to work in purity. And the assisting force that he received is not enough to determine to the side of purity. Therefore, he prays and asks once more for help from above. In that state, he must be given more power than he was given before. Therefore, now he is given ruach, and so forth. until he has given all Na'an Hai in his soul.
Questions, please.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф. Что значит, что мне дают помощь в виде...
What does it mean that they give me help as Ruach or Nefesh?
Нешама шелха. Бесахон некрет нешама.
This is your soul. All in all, it is called Neshama, soul. It's Na'an Chai, but all together, all of these lights are called Neshama, soul. Because Neshama is the most important among them, the degree of Binah, bestowal. This is what a person is given when he demands it, that he needs it, that he performs all kinds of, he deserves it when he performs actions of bestowal between him and the friends and then the Creator. Altogether, we have 2 degrees, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, I see that all actions that I am doing in the ten is for myself, which makes me feel like I am hitting the wall, which is hurting me. Now I am scared as if I don't have a chance. What should I do in this situation? Will it always be like this?
Don't be concerned about yourself. And if you will make such a decision, then you will see that your intentions are truly to some extent towards others. And this is how it will improve.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, the light that dresses on the intention, what does it add to the intention?
Light that dresses, that clothes over the intention, it feels the intention, and then it becomes a part of the soul of men. The intention should be from the will to receive, and restriction, and screen, and reflected light, so that all in all, it is intended to give contentment to the Creator. Accordingly, according to the equivalence of form, to give contentment to the Creator from the side of the person, and to give contentment to the person from the side of the Creator, so they have a connection between them. And then that intention by the person is filled with the upper light, with the Creator's relation to him. And then they have a connection between them. This is considered that the person is receiving inner light inside of the partsuf of his soul. And this is how they advance, the person towards the Creator and the Creator towards the person.
Question Kabu 5.
If we don't even lift a finger, if the Creator hasn't yet corrected our intention, where do we get the motivation from to keep investing towards our correction?
But
with all the actions that we perform between us in this world, even with an egoistic intention, we get a little bit of reforming light, because nevertheless, we're relating to the friends that we don't really care what is happening with them to begin with in our will to receive. But bit by bit, we change and we make more and more calculation and the intention to bestow to some extent. Accordingly, the light changes, that it influences us, and gradually it advances us to the intention of in order to bestow. This is how we reach a state where in truth, certainly, we already feel that we have a soul, a great will to receive that is composed of various desires, and it is all in all aimed from all of us together to the Creator. And this is what we build. Yes?
Shalom lekulam.
Hi everyone. What does it mean that we were rewarded with being liked in the eyes of the Creator?
That we want to give Him contentment, as He, to begin with, wants to give us, to do to us. This is why He created us. That it is considered that we are favored by Him. That we get a response. Hi to my beloved.
Вот если по-простому взять, вот до того, как у человека есть первый контакт с духовным,
if we look at things simply, then before a person has some kind of connection to spirituality, where he can feel and understand what does it mean to have an intention in order to bestow, then this sentence where we say, hold on to the intention, what's the difference between that or remember the greatest of the goal or and none else besides them? We can distinguish between these two things. What's the difference between our state and that state and holding on to intention?
It means that I am connected with the Ten. I would like all of us to be connected and all of us to be directed, aimed towards our root, which is between us in the center of our connection. And there we all want to connect as one man in one heart, truly to connect such that there will be no difference between me and everyone, and this is how it is with each and every one. Each one should feel that, and then the Creator will be revealed in us in His full power. Because by that we cancel and null our will to receive, and in our connection with the friends, in the connection with the friends, I acquire the desire to bestow, the intention to bestow. Okay?
What you said, it's as much as I hold more on the thought, on this thought here, it's this is my work in building the intention. Can't do anything more.
Kid?
Yes. We don't need more than connecting with the friends and searching for the internal essence of the connection, which is the Creator. And you will build Him. You will make Him, as it is written, you have made me. That the Creator does not exist. It's come and see. That we, in the connection between us, find this point because it is built on the mutual concession between us, each one towards the others, and on the desire to connect in whatever we've already cleansed of self-love together, and this will be the Creator. This is called You Have Made Me.
Right, okay, go ahead, Nessa.
Я хотел уточнить вот по этому отрывку все-таки. Вот когда
I wanted to be more precise here according to this passage. Whenever you see that you're not able to connect with the friends,
то что значит, что ты?
It says here that you want to receive aid, help from the Creator. What does it mean that I received this help because you're this nefesh or ruach? What does it mean?
You receive the force of bestowal. so that you truly feel that you can connect to the heart of the friends. And inside the heart of the friends, you also discover the place and the source of these hearts, which is the Creator.
А потом он тут пишет, что ты видишь, что еще тебе не хватает какой-то поддержки.
He also writes that when you see that you lack other support.
But the most important is that you discover that I dwell within my own people, that inside of the friends exists the Creator. There, inside.
Passage number 12. A person needs great mercy in order not to escape the campaign. Although he uses the counsels that our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, but the person says that he's already used this advice several times to no avail. He also says that he's already used the advice, he who comes to purify is aided. And it's as though all the counsels are not for him. Thus, he does not know what to do. This is the worst state for a person, meaning he wants to escape from these states, but has nowhere to run. At that time, he suffers torments at being between despair and confidence. But then a person says, where will I turn? At that time, the only advice is prayer. Yet this prayer is also without any guarantee. So follows that then he must pray to believe that the Creator does not hear a prayer. To believe that the Creator does hear a prayer, and everything that one feels in these states is to his benefit.
In truth, everything is to our benefit. And hopefully these things will pass very quickly until we reach the force of bestowal from us to the Creator, and then we truly reach the good state. Not the good state which is good for us egoistically, as we may depict it to ourselves now, but rather a state where we can bestow to the Creator and to be with Him in a mutual connection, I to my beloved and my beloved to me. This is what is good. But until then, we can only pray. Only pray and ask to arrange for us the right connection between us so that from it we will be able to turn to the Creator and receive
saying a prayer.
The prayer is an appeal to the Creator called raising man, deficiencies that the person needs to actualize, to carry out, to raise from himself to the Creator. Because then the Creator will be able to respond to whatever the person is asking. The prayer is a true appeal from the person to the Creator. The Creator is expecting it, waiting for it, and he responds to it. The prayer is the person's contact with the Creator. Don't you think that the prayer is only in a person? The still, vegetative and animate, in whatever way they exist, they are constantly establishing their prayers. But their prayers exist within nature, because it is known what the rock, a plant, or some animal will want, and therefore there is nothing here that pertains to processing a deficiency within them, but rather in them it is all done automatically. Whereas with a human, he has work on his prayer, and therefore here it is considered free choice by the person. And this is how he advances. That is, as much as a person will arrange his prayer according to how the, to what the Creator wants to give him, by that he succeeds more, and he is in a mutual connection with the Creator. I to my beloved, and my beloved to me. That the Creator already prepares the response for the person, and by this he awakens the person to some degree towards prayer, and the person should search and find which prayer he is nevertheless arranging out of himself in order to give the Creator the possibility to bestow to him. And then in such a mutual form, I to my beloved and my beloved to me, then a connection, a mutual connection.
He who begins a mitzvah is told, finish it. As in, he who comes to purify is aided. For this reason, he who begins a mitzvah, meaning comes to purify, is told from above, finish it. Meaning, he is given power from above. And this is the meaning of, all beginnings are hard, since he must begin, but afterward he receives assistance from above.
Thank you, my friend is asking, what does the right prayer mean, and what is the prayer for connection?
The
right prayer is when it comes out from the friends that are trying to connect. That's one thing. And another thing is they know how to connect between them and to raise this question to the Creator. That's the right prayer. The right prayer is called man, mei nukvin, a deficiency from below that is elevated to the Creator, which is like the male from above, and he gives his force back, the white light, that whitens the desires, the sfirot, and this is how both the Creator.
Moscow 1. Kitzad
Moscow 1. How do thoughts as spiritual action affect the state in the ten?
Of the thoughts. Well, it really affects. There is a verse, everything is scrutinized in thought. It seems to me that if I don't speak out words to a friend, it's as if I did nothing. No. Everything is scrutinized in the thought. What I think about the friend already acts, and it acts in a stronger way compared to my words, whether I speak them or not. The main thing is the thought. And so, keeping your thoughts inside about your friends, that's not good. It's better if it comes out. We scrutinize and correct it. Does everyone hear this? Yes, ladies? Let's hope you're hearing.
Next. Chabu 3, what does it mean that only the Creator can give a person the true intention?
Because the intention is the transition from in order to receive to in order to bestow. And that's basically only the upper light, the force of the Creator, can change that inside man. And that's why a person has nothing to do except for expecting the Creator to change his intention, her intention. We need nothing in life except for correcting the intention. If it's in order to receive, doesn't matter what the desires are, I'm in this world. If my intention is in order to bestow, it doesn't matter with which desires, I'm in the spiritual world. Accordingly, I feel either this world or the spiritual one. And accordingly, I feel the ones who are in this world or the Creator that fills everyone and organizes everyone. Next.
From PT 6, is there a personal intention and an intention of the 10?
There is a personal intention, the intention of the 10, and the intention of the entire humanity, yes. We'll talk about this. It's not so simple, but we'll advance towards that, and then we'll have a place to talk about.
Yes. You said in the beginning of the lesson that my work is in the intentions towards the Creator and in the deeds towards the created beings. So they're asking, why do we need to get a response through all the created beings?
We need to get a response through all the created beings because each of us is responsible over the correction of the whole world. Because we are like parts of the system of Adam Rishon, and even if one part is not correctly connected to all the parts, then the system is corrupt. In spirituality, either everything or nothing. That's how it works. In the 10, the same. In 10 tens, also. It's always all or nothing. There has to be perfection in the intentions.
From PT2. What does it mean to annul towards society? Because society is also egoistic. So what exactly are we annulling towards in order to feel the internality of the 10?
But if I annul to the 10, it doesn't matter to me that they're egoists. In the meantime, I'm annulling. Meaning I annul my will to receive. So what can be better? All the more so, I'm passing my will to receive to them. Do whatever you want with it. Then it turns out that by that, I'm purifying.
Allah.
Next.
From Hebrew 1. If the Creator is doing everything for me, do I need to see my friend's actions also? If it's just distance or ignoring me for my own benefit in order to teach me about my intention.
Yes, because by me wanting to see my friends and the Creator acting all together, and by that I connected them and I'm corrected. Yes.
Bekasha.
Please.
Latin 13. What is the best spiritual gift I can give to my friends?
Again?
What is the spiritual gift, the best one, that I can give my friends?
What is a spiritual gift? What?
The best kind of gift that...
The best kind of gift I can give my friends. The best kind of gift is when I give them a connection to the Creator through me. I don't demand anything. I don't do anything except for that. Connecting them through me with the Creator.